introduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar a toa con VIP, un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie.
Buenos días y bienvenidos, welcome back to The Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Anthony Garro. It is now 8:07 in the city. Have joining me is MWR Fitness's very own Angelina and Heather. How are you guys today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're good.
Good morning. We're about to get hyped. With MWR Fitness. Yeah.
Let's do it. Motivation Mondays. Let's go.
All of y'all better be pumped up.
Best day of the week.
Crazy. Anyways, coming up next, we'll be discussing more upcoming events with MWR Fitness. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. And now that we're back, can you tell us, Heather, what is going on with fitness?
Yeah, so we've got a new thing that we're offering at the gym. It's a youth fitness orientation. It will be required for anybody ages 12 through 17. So any parents out there listening to this, if you have a 12-year-old to a 17-year-old child, they will be required to come to NAS1 to take the youth fitness orientation. And then they'll get like a little membership card that they've completed the training. And then in order to access the gym moving forward, they will need to show that card. So we have a little bit of a grace period right now, but if you're listening to this and you've got kiddos, make sure that you get them signed up for the youth fitness orientation as soon as possible. So
yeah, and of course that sounds really like helpful too, because I have seen a lot of kids there and I'm like, whoa.
Oh yeah, we see them coming in trying to do all sorts of fitness. So this way we're able to kind of coach them through, explain where the equipment is, like how it works, like some basic stuff, some injury prevention, things like that, so that the kids will be a little safer while at the gym. So we are offering this class twice a month. So the maximum of 10 participants at each class. So if you're listening to this again, just knowing how many kids there are in the Sigonella community, make sure that you do get yourself and your child signed up as soon as possible. So the first Monday of each month, as well as the third Saturday of each month, we're going to offer this. So the third Saturday is this coming Saturday, July 19th. So you can meet us at the gym at 10 o'clock. It should be about 45 minutes, under an hour, that we'll do the whole thing. Could be about an hour, but you do need to pre-register. So make sure that you stop by the front desk of the NAS1 gym, or you can give us a call. We just need a little bit of information, get you signed up. And then once we've got 10 kids, unfortunately, that class will be closed. So you'll then have to wait for the next one, which will be the first Monday of August, August 4th. But 12 to 15-year-old kids, they can attend with their parents. The parent will be required to be there just to sign off on some paperwork as well. But if there's any 16 to 17-year-old kids, they are able to show up and take the orientation without a parent. So that was a lot of information. Basically, Cliff Notes are, if you have a child between the ages of 12 and 17 that is looking to work out at the fitness center, they do need to complete the youth fitness orientation. Contact the gym and we will give you information about which courses are available. We've got first Monday of the month and third Saturday of the month. From there, just give us a call. We'll tell you what you need to know, which slots are available and which are sold out. So yeah, hopefully we've got some people that want to join us this weekend for our first Saturday youth orientation that we're doing, 10 a.m. on July 19th.
Yeah, and that sounds great and really responsible. And hey, look, at least you're going to be working out with your parents now, too.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that everybody has a good grasp of how to use the facility, even like where some of the parts of the gym are. Not everybody knows where the water fountains are. I know it sounds silly, but like if you're new to the gym and you're younger and you're trying to live an active, healthy lifestyle, we definitely want to facilitate that journey for them. So anything we can do to kind of help out, we're here for it.
And on another note, I heard yoga is like got something new coming up. What's up with that?
Yes. So just a reminder to our fitness fam. Can I say fitness fam?
Sure.
Right? Is that what the kids say? Okay, cool. All right, fitness fam. So I just want to remind everybody that Tuesdays at 11:30 at NAS2, we do offer a vinyasa yoga flow in the racquetball court. So we've had a good handful of people that are going to that class. Really excited to get everybody stretched out. It's a good way to kind of break up your day, get a little fitness in, especially anybody that's looking to make sure they hit their minutes each week for FEP, or if you're just a yogi, or if you just feel like I can't touch my toes and I want to work on my flexibility and mobility before I'm old and gray, join us. Tuesdays, NAS 2, 11:30.
All right, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And now coming up next, we'll be talking everything sports with Angelina from MWB Fitness. You're listening to Cupid 5050. And now we're back talking everything sports. Go sports.
Go sports.
All
woo.
Right. So, Angelina, what do you have for us?
So, we've only got a few things coming up because we're currently in the middle of our Captain's Cup Ultimate Frisbee League, which is so much fun to watch. So, if anybody wants to come out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays at the NAS 2 Turf Field. Game start at 17:30, so if you just want to kind of watch and cheer on your command team. But the next event, the next Captain's Cup event we have coming up is a Captain's Cup dodgeball tournament.
Ooh.
So if you've got some frustration and you want to take it out on some people
or coworkers,
sign your command up for the Captain's Cup Dodgeball Tournament. The tournament date will be Monday, July 28th. The registration deadline is Wednesday, July 23rd. So you need about 6 to 10 people, I think we looked up, for a complete dodgeball team. So if you're interested in throwing some foam dodgeballs at people, please sign up. Let me know. But the next intramural event will be intramural basketball because it's getting warmer outside.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to move the sports kind of indoors so we can beat the heat. The registration deadline for that is Friday, July 25th, and the season will begin Tuesday, July 29th. This is an intramural league, so you don't have to play with your command team, essentially. So if you're new here and just want to get thrown on a team, like as a free agent, call me, email me, or just, yeah, if you want to register, let me know.
And like,
yeah,
specifics wise, where could we contact or email you at?
Yeah, so my DSN is 624-3785. You can stop by. Today I'm at the NAS 1 gym. Tomorrow I might be at the NAS 2 gym. You can stop by either of the gym front desks to get a hold of me or find out where I am. I am in Global. My last name is Gott, G-O-T-T, first name Angelina. So look me up in Global, shoot me an email, and I can send you a roster and get your team all registered for anything sports.
All right, nice. Go sports.
Go sports.
Woo, the hype. Anyways, now coming up next, we will be wrapping things up with MWR Fitness. You're listening to Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes. And now we are back to wrap things up with MWR Fitness. How are you guys?
All right. So if anybody has follow-up questions on anything fitness, but specifically the youth fitness orientation program that we are starting this month, definitely reach out. You can contact me through Angelina's phone, actually, because my DSN isn't working. But so 624-3785 will catch us in the office, or the NAS 1 gym at 624-4483 is another good spot to either call or just stop by, chat with us.
Yeah, pretty much what Heather said for sports, for registration, questions about roster size, when upcoming sports are happening, or if you want to update on like Captain's Cup scoring, 624-3785, or again, look me up in Global. Heather and I are always sitting next to each other at the desk, so find one of us, you'll probably find both of us.
Stop by, just say hi to us.
Just say hi. Yeah, go fitness, go sports.
Go sports.
Woo, I'm the Bear Fitness. Anyways, it was really nice having you guys here today.
Thank you for having us,
yeah,
as always.
Of course, anytime. And hope you guys have a good day.
You too. Right,
you're listening to 105.9 AFN Zaganella, the station serving you America's best.